Something certainly on the minds of builders, designers, and consumers is smart home technology. We're happy to be able to connect here at IBS with Brian Hoddy, who is the director of sales for iDevices, which is a division of Hubble. And Hubble is the manufacturer of plugs and switches. And I use Hubble products exclusively when I wire a home. I love the brand. And I want to know all about iDevices. And I am assuming, Brian, that this is a new division of Hubble, yes?
Absolutely. iDevices was acquired by Hubble back in April of 2017, so it's been a great acquisition for us. iDevices actually started back in 2009 with a product called the iGrill.
You
might have seen that at the Apple stores.
Yes.
And, absolutely, a lot of raving fans for that product over the years, and that was sold off to Weber back in 2016, but the focus now is on in-wall products, and certainly the Hubble acquisition plays right well into that.
Okay, well, welcome to the Carrie Bros Pros Podcast. Thanks for joining us from the International Builders Show. So, iDevices, must say something about the fact that you're using wireless devices or something like that instead of standard switches and plugs, yeah?
Actually, the standard switches and plugs are standard switches and plugs installed just like a regular wall switch, dimmer, or outlet. There's no special wiring required. Everything communicates with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, and it's built into each product that we have.
Wait a minute. You're saying that your devices, you said and, you didn't say or. You said Wi-Fi and Bluetooth.
That's correct.
Every switch
has Wi-Fi and Bluetooth built into it, absolutely.
So you don't need an app?
So there aren't.
You do have an app, absolutely, and that is how you set up the products, and that is how you can control them. The app works with iPhone and with Android.
No hub required.
No hub required, absolutely. That's one of the biggest benefits to the product, is that everything is built in. You've got one single SKU, and for the switches and dimmers, that one SKU is a single pole, a three-way, or a four-way. And in a three- or four-way, you just cap off the traveler wire, and you don't use that for your secondary switches. And the wiring is standard. Other than that, there's nothing special that you need to take into account. So whether you're doing new construction or you're a remodeler, it's perfect for either application.
So in a three-way or a four-way, you have a master, and you're using the same receptacle as a slave.
Yes.
You're using the same switch as a slave along the line. So you have one master and maybe three switches, you'll have three slaves, and you just use a different wire.
Yes, and so you cap out, actually, the maximum you can do is a four-way.
Okay.
And if you wanted to use a different product, if you're installing a wall switch, you need the secondary and the third one to be a wall switch as well.
Mm-hmm.
They've all got to be smart. You can't mix dumb and smart products together.
Got it.
And if you wanted a solution where maybe you don't have a box and you don't have power running to it, and you wanted to create a three-way, you can use what we have is called the instant switch.
Yes.
And that's a Bluetooth product. And what that does, it's a coin battery operated.
Yeah.
That battery lasts 2 or 3 years.
Looks just like a regular switch.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's surface mounted.
It can be surface mounted. So it comes with a Command 3 strip on the back of it.
Yeah.
And if you wanted it to look and feel more like a real traditional switch,
just cut it
in. Cut it in and install it, screw it in, put a faceplate on it, and you're done.
I'll be darned.
Now, that's great.
You're talking.
But now, you know, I've talked to other companies, and they're making either Bluetooth or
They have
wireless.
A single SKU.
You have a single SKU in your switch line. Now, it can't be a single SKU because you must have a dimmer and a non-dimmer.
That's correct.
So you have two SKUs.
Yes, but that one SKU for a dimmer does a single three- or four-way, and the same with the wall switch.
Right. So two SKUs, and you're done.
Exactly.
Oh, my. And it's Bluetooth. And that's the other. I have another question. Oh, God, this is phenomenal. I'm so glad that you're here. If I'm using the switch, say, for Alexa.
Correct.
Okay. Can I still Bluetooth to it with my iPhone?
Well, Bluetooth will really come into play when the devices are communicating with each other. So your secondary switch, your instant switch that we just talked about.
Oh, that's the inter...
Exactly.
Okay.
And so aside from that, you'll communicate by Wi-Fi.
Always Wi-Fi.
Or through remote access.
I understand. So okay, I got it.
This is hubless technology.
Exactly.
App is required. You can program, say, the dining room light to come on at a certain time in the evening.
Absolutely.
At a certain intensity.
Yes.
For a certain amount of time. Okay. All right. And I'm now, we've talked about switches.
Yes.
What other technology does Hubble offer that may be utilized with this smart home technology?
We've got a couple of products that we've launched at both CES and IBS this year. One was developed in conjunction with our Progress Lighting sister company, which is a ceiling fan control. Ceiling fan control, again, it's a single SKU, and that can work with that one SKU on Amazon Alexa, Google Home Assistant, and Apple HomeKit. So on top of the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth that we've already talked about, you've got the ability with one single SKU to use the product with all the major voice control platforms that are out there.
I'll be darned. Now, we were talking about the switching a moment ago and the Wi-Fi and the Bluetooth.
Yep.
And there's an app.
Yes.
Did I miss that those products, those switches, interface with Alexa?
Correct.
They
not,
do.
Not just Alexa, but also Google Home Assistant and Apple HomeKit.
I'll be
Siri.
Darn. I'll be darn. Okay.
And that's all in the single SKU that we talked about. So that one SKU for the switch is a single three or four way and also compatible with all those three voice platforms.
I got to tell you.
MSRP? $99.95.
Okay. And that gets you per switch?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, let's talk for a moment about the fan control.
Okay.
Is the control a wall switch? Is it at the fan?
It is a wall switch that has a Bluetooth component that's up in the canopy of the fan. So it communicates that way. If you were to lose voice control or lose Wi-Fi for any reason, you can still use it as a switch. And that Bluetooth signal goes from the wall switch up to the canopy, so you still have control for that.
So there's a device that comes with the switch that connects to the input at the fan,
which replaces the aftermarket wireless controller that one would buy so that you can have a smart fan that can be controlled either at the switch location or via the app with the receiver at the
in the canopy.
Canopy.
Now they could call them. Now they could call.
I understand
them
it.
Now they could, instead of fart fan, it's a smart fart fan.
It is. Well, that's a different kind of fan.
It's a different
We're
kind
talking
of fan.
About a ceiling fan,
but
not
that,
a decorative ceiling paddle fan.
So this is the receiver that would normally be used is taken out, and one that receives your signal is
by
put
Bluetooth.
All.
Yeah, correct.
Got it. Okay.
And it all works in one app.
Got it.
We probably haven't even talked about the biggest introduction we had this week, which is the Instinct.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Wait, there's
okay.
more. So we've gone to switching,
yep.
and we've gone to the decorative ceiling paddle fan.
Absolutely.
And now we're going to?
Instinct. Which
Instinct.
Actually embeds voice control into your wall.
I beg
and
your pardon?
What?
It embeds Alexa into your wall, so it's a single gang dimmer switch essentially that has all the voice control of Alexa built into it, so you can talk to your switch and it can control all the other iDevices products that are in your house, anything
so
that
I
might also be
switch,
Alexa enabled.
This is an $800
I
switch
tell the
right
switch turn on the TV I tell
Will
the switch play Pandora
play Pandora
I,
absolutely
I tell the switch turn on the fireplace
yep
I tell the switch.
I can't say what I tell the switch.
lower the phantom screen. I can say that. All of those things.
Anything change the temperature.
Yeah. Anything that's compatible with HomeKit or Alexa or Google Home can be controlled through the switch.
And this technology is in a single gang.
A single gang box
switch?
With standard wiring, has Alexa built into it. It's got a ported speaker in there, so if you want to listen to music, get news updates, get recipes, it can do all everything that Alexa can do for you.
There's a speaker in the switch?
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. This can't be. Because, so you have to have a two-wire setup going to the fan. One for the light and one for the fan. Otherwise, this doesn't
well,
work.
Well, this is
we're
in
gone
a wall
with the
switch.
Fan, dude.
This is in a wall
we're
switch.
The fan, that, we finished that discussion five well, minutes
I know,
ago.
I need to go back. I need to go back. No. Don't make me suffer. Don't make me suffer. I got to have I have a 14-3 going to my fan. One hot leg for the switch, one hot leg for the light. Now your switches work, right? Because in order to run the fan with one fan and light with one control,
yep.
I have to have a control that's made to do both, and your switches aren't made to do both.
Our fan switch is made to do both, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't
son
need
of a
you don't need 14-3.
Your fan switches are made to do both?
The light kit and the and the fan control, absolutely, all in one product.
And you can talk to them?
No, that's a different product.
That's just the Alexa one.
So you can control the ceiling fan control with voice control using Alexa or Google Home.
Got it. Okay, now we're going to move away from the fan and
correct.
Dual control of the light and fan with your smart home system, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
And now we're going to go to a wall switch
correct.
That you talk to.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's called Instinct.
We were there seven minutes ago. 10 years from now, somebody's going to listen to this podcast and say, what a bunch of stupids.
Yeah. Well, I think they're saying that right now.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Some of these darn switches are so big, it's hard to mm-hmm. get them in with the wiring that's in the box.
Yeah.
Have that been taken into consideration?
Yeah, in some cases it might be a tight fit, but it will fit into just your standard
gang box. Are you showing that product here?
Absolutely.
It's here?
It's here.
Oh, I'm going to go take a look at that.
Yeah.
So what's the MSRP on that switch? $499?
It'll actually launch at about $150.
Oh, come on.
Retail MSRP.
I'll take a gross.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got the speaker built in. You can control it with Alexa. It's also got a motion sensor built in. It's got ambient light detectors.
But I have one question.
It tracks
can I manually turn on the switch?
You can actually do that, yes.
Isn't it amazing?
Yes, and you can dim. So if you want to go low-tech, it's got all those features in there as
okay.
well.
Okay, I have to tell you, this is the God honest truth. I buy nothing. Nothing. I'll tell you where I buy them. I buy nothing but Hubble switches and plugs, and I'll tell you why. They're so much better than anything you could buy at any store. You have to go to an electrical supply store to buy them, but you guys make such good stuff. It's so easy to install your product because there was an electrician who thought it out. And
absolutely.
I just love Hubble products.
Yeah.
And I have a truck full of them, and I buy them by the case. And because I'm an electrician.
Absolutely.
And I think that your iDevices have to be the top end of the market because your plugs and switches are top end of the market.
Are there any iDevices, Brian, that we haven't touched on?
We have a new, conjunction with some of the other Hubble brands, we actually have an electric vehicle charger coming out. That'll be have the iDevices technology in it, so it'll charge your electric vehicle. You can set it to charge at a time when the utility rates are a little more advantageous for you.
Right.
It'll tell you if your electric vehicle is unplugged. It'll tell you when it's fully charged. So we're excited about that one as well.
This is really, really exciting technology, and we're so happy that you took time to
I'm gonna
join
us. I'm
going to
have a heart attack. I'm going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, he's
I can't believe it.
No, this is exciting. And I mean, for you listening as the building professional, if you're a designer, if you're a space planner, if you're a project manager and helping people with the design and specifications associated with their building project or renovation, this information is just so valuable.
Spectacular.
So what we do at the end of each of our Carry Bros Pros mm-hmm. podcasts is we like to ask our guests, you in this case, to share with our listeners 3 points for success.
Absolutely. I think the three things that make us successful is that we work with all the three major voice control platforms, Alexa, Google Assistant, and Siri. You've got single SKUs that work in each one of those cases as well. It's hub-free. We talked about that. That's one less fail point for you to have in that whole smart home.
One less fail point.
Absolutely.
Love it.
And then lastly, for your electricians that are out there, this is something that they can go out there and install, and it doesn't require a high-end integration. This is something that can be installed just like any other switch, outlet, dimmer. And it provides them with a great opportunity to get into the smart home game without having to invest in a lot of major platforms and integrations and different technology.
Brian Hoddy, Director of Sales, iDevices, thank you so much for being our guest at IBS on Carry Bros Pros. A reminder that Brian's website is iDevicesInc.com.
But remember, we post all of our guest information as well as additional podcasts, videos, and articles on our website at carrybrospros.com.